97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. Big Papa in the morning. New kid on the block, Jordan Knight on the show. Jordan, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain.
I feel weird. I feel weird, you know, prefacing as new kid, because I mean everyone knows who the hell you are at this point. Number one, where am I catching you this morning?
I'm at home in Boston.
All right, cool. So, you know, I'm sorry?
In my pajamas.
Nice. So, all right, so the ladies want to, since you threw it out there, the ladies want to know, what does Jordan Knight wear for jammies?
Pajamas? Well, I usually, well, right now I have just a t-shirt and like flannel kind of long pants, like things. I don't know what you call them. What do you call them things? They're like platy kind of things. I don't know. They look like...
All I know is every 30-year-old listening right now just went, oh, that's exactly what just happened. Jordan Knight's on the line. New single, Let's Go Higher. It's on iTunes right now. You can check it out on iTunes and also on JordanKnight.com. Talk to me about the single. Talk to me, the label, impression. How's that whole thing kind of working out?
Well, it's working out great. What happened was, in between touring and stuff like that with the new kids, I'm always working on music, and, you know, I was working on some music, and, I really didn't know when to put it out, with what label to put it out with, and I kind of teamed up with another producer here in Boston, and, you know, putting my own money up in creating the whole thing, I kind of made my own label myself and am distributing it through a company in New York. But anyway, the label, the song Let's Go Higher is a song written by Kobe O'Donis, who wrote with Lady Gaga,
yep.
Akon, and he's a great pop writer.
Absolutely.
And he does a lot of dance stuff, and that's what the song is. It's a real upbeat, fun dance song that just, you know, raises your spirits. It raises your spirits higher, so to speak.
But boom.
No, it's a really, really fun, energetic, happy song.
It's Let's Go Higher. You can get it on iTunes. You can preview it at JordanKnight.com. Now, obviously, everyone's all excited. NKOT BSB Tour coming out. That's pretty much your entire summer. Have you guys started rehearsals as of yet? Are you taking a break? When does it start? And all that fun stuff.
The rehearsals, it's kind of crazy because Donnie's doing a TV show, right?
Right.
And, I think his schedule, like he has to shoot up till April something or other, late April. So we go into rehearsals, right when they wrap. So it's kind of like we have like a week to rehearse, then we go on a cruise. Like when we should be rehearsing, we're like cruising. So we go on the cruise, and then we come back, and then we rehearse a little more, then we go to Chicago. We check out the stage, we rehearse on the stage for a couple of days, and then we go. We start the whole tour in Chicago. So it's kind of crazy. Luckily, we've been touring for the past 2 years, so we're kind of ready, and we're kind of, you know, we're used to being under the gun, but we don't have much time to prepare. We're all coming up with ideas, you know, as we speak, and kind of calling each other and saying, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? So a lot of the stuff is going to be kind of mapped out before we even step into rehearsal.
We're talking to Jordan Knight here on Kiss FM. The new single, Let's Go Higher, on iTunes and at JordanKnight.com. And, of course, the big tour, New Kids on the Block and the Backstreet Boys. Now, obviously, I grew up with you guys. And, you know, I kind of feel like I've known you because you were part of, you know, my adolescence. We're around the same age, you know, the whole thing. Having that be said, and you guys, you know, the band broke up, and I remember there was a show that, like, their whole premise of the show was to try to get bands that are broken up to, like, get back together for one gig. And I remember
right,
that they
right,
that
right.
they that, I think it was a VH1 show, And they absolutely,
it was a VH1 show. I can't remember the name, but yeah.
And they absolutely went to each one of you guys individually. You and Joey were down. Danny couldn't even be touched. Your brother couldn't even be touched. And Donnie was like, "Yeah, no, I'm acting." What was the big thing that was like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's have some fun. Let's bring it. What brought that? What sparked that?
What sparked it was, well, first of all, let me just say the VH1 thing, it was almost insulting, actually, for VH1 to say, we want to put you guys together, for one night and you can rehearse with it. Like, first of all, we're going to decide that between ourselves.
Right.
So make it a big thing. Make it great for the fans. You know, the fans don't want to see us rehearse for one day and then come back and make fools of ourselves.
And tripping over each other and hitting bad, you know, having bad harmonies and the whole thing.
I mean, it takes a lot of work to even, like, you know, get the steps right and get in shape and everything else. So, you know. I was the first one they asked.
Uh-huh.
So I said yes because I didn't want to be mean,
right,
and look like a jerk. And I knew down the line, there would be a couple no's. So I don't know. I kind of took the easy way out with that one. I kind of regret it. But anyway.
I bring it up, Jordan. I bring it up because it was, you know, the people, you know, the guys that said no. It wasn't like, no, thank you, please leave. So, you know, having seen that, and then, you know, you guys coming back and doing it together, it seemed like a couple of the guys did a complete 180, including your brother. It seemed like he was the one that tried to distance himself the most from coming back.
Right. No, I think that what they did was pretty correct in saying, you know, VH1, you're not gonna. It's almost a mockery you're trying to make of our group.
Right.
You're not gonna be the one that puts us together. We're gonna be the ones that put us together. You know what I mean? So I respect the fact that they said no. And then the second part of your question was, you know, what brought out the reunion, you know, after that? Well, that would be, I think collectively we all figured, you know, it was a good time. Everybody has lived their life. Everyone has done their solo stuff. Everybody has, you know, started their families. And, you know, everyone felt really good, I think. And I think the people in the general public, I think they were ready for the new kids to come back. You know, that's another big deal about the whole thing is that you have to wait for the public to be ready.
Absolutely.
I think there was enough time that passed, and we all knew it, that we could actually come back and make a splash.
And the money and the groupies didn't hurt either.
We all started talking to an email chain, and it was about some T-shirts that... we were kind of trying to design and put together, and
right,
like some vintage New Kids T-shirts that would go in, you know, Urban Outfitters or, you know, one of those cool stores.
Right.
And then we started throwing out, well, maybe we could sell them in Vegas when we do our like little jokes like that. When we do Vegas, we could sell them in the concession stand. And then another person would be like, Vegas? Oh, are you serious? Like, I'll do Vegas. And then another person would be like, Vegas, forget Vegas. We could tour, you know, the country or the world, maybe.
And all of a sudden, so, everybody got all excited about it. Yeah. It's Jordan Knight,
yeah.
The new single, Let's Go Higher. It's on iTunes. Check it out, jordanknight.com. And, of course, the tour with New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys. I know you got to get going. I appreciate the time this morning. Last thing, quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Sure.
All right, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
The Buddha is on there. There's some show about the Buddha and, The First 48. Great show.
Favorite toy as a child?
I had like a bunch of Fisher-Price toys. I always liked action figures.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Oh my goodness. I think J-Lo. Yeah, J-Lo. J-Lo's new song.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
My drink of choice was Heineken.
I like that. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Oh, boy. Lips.
Favorite toy as an adult?
My computer.
Jordan Knight, New Kids on the Block. New single, Let's Go Higher, on iTunes with the website jordanknight.com. I'm going to come see you in Boston, bro. I can't wait. A couple friends of ours are coming out. It's going to be Old Home Week. We're coming to Boston to see you on your home turf. All right, bro?
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, man. All right, cool.
Absolutely. We're making the road trip. Making the road trip for the New Kids on the Block, Bashy Boys. Jordan Knight, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.